This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Not an Easy Road. It was written by John Kodiker. The scripture for today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 23 through 25. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. Saul learned very quickly that his life and mission as a Christian would not be an easy road. Here he had barely started following Jesus, and he narrowly escaped with his life, in a basket, over a wall. And this was just the beginning. Saul was embarking on a great adventure, but it would not be without difficulties. He seemed to realize this early on. After all, he had seen what happened to Stephen, and he knew the story of Jesus. Still, he didn't seem to shrink from any of this. In 2 Corinthians 11, he listed his trials and named things like imprisonment, flogging, being pelted with stones, shipwreck, and a host of other perils. If he wanted to boast, he had plenty to boast about, although he is clear in that letter that he does not boast of these things. Paul certainly had courage, but where did it come from? It came from within, where Christ lived in him. Sometime later, in the book of Galatians, he wrote, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Commentator William Barclay says, "Counterfeit Christianity is always safe. Real Christianity is always in peril." If we are truly to follow Jesus, we will also need courage. Trials will come, but Christ's presence will see us through. This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including requesting a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. Please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.